Blog Talk Radio.
Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Friday edition. I know Friday show I usually broadcast on Friday evenings, but since this is Jackson State homecoming weekend and other hot topics are happening, I decided to do a AM show this morning. So tomorrow's show will be an evening show. So don't fret for those of you that prefer evening and afternoon programs. But it's been a homecoming weekend is this weekend. I've been invited to a few events. The big story that has been happening this week, some people have been concerned, wondering if there was going to be a game at all, but most definitely we've been assured that there would be a game. I do not plan on attending a game, but those of you that really follow sports have heard that the coach for Grambling, Doug Williams, has been terminated. And so interim coach is coaching. There's been word out that the players have walked out for practice. And, this is right after their big weekend at the Circle City Classic. But homecoming weekend is alive and well, and people rooting for both teams are still excited. And I'll discuss some events that I've been invited to, and also I will share with you some of the other events that's on the itinerary for Jackson State's homecoming weekend, also in other hot news. With scandal not good last night, well, scandal's always good. I mean, Carrie made an awesome appearance on Jimmy Kimmel last night. But again, we kicked off the show. Some of you might wonder what that instrumental was. I've been playing it for the past couple months. You can say that's my theme song as of now, Prince and Third Eye Girl. Those of you that are traveling to the Twin Cities tomorrow night or this weekend and plan to go to the pajama dance party that pays support, Prince, Third Eye Girl, New Power Generation are hosting. Have so much fun. I wish I was in Minneapolis. I love being here, but I wish I was in Minneapolis. I wish I was in Dallas. Some of my Dallas friends have been inviting me to some awesome events. There's an event that Allen Iverson. Anybody that knows me knows that Allen Iverson is one of my favorite players. And Allen, I've been invited to an event that where Allen Iverson and R&B singer DeAndra will be host. So I'm sending much love to my Dallas peeps and friends and listeners of the show and those that I network with. A big shout out to you. Thanks for the invite. Fred Banks, awesome promoter out there in Big D. Also, this is, an awesome weekend. So those of you that do invite me to events, you feel free anytime and all the time to call in or tell me, hey, I want to be a guest on your show and talk the whole show. So let's talk about what's going on. Okay. Big shout out to Draft. You all know the rap artist that I love so much, based in Louisiana, in Morrell Road, native of New Orleans. Draft will be a guest real soon. So he wants to share. He wants to talk with us. And I've extended an invitation to him many times. He knows how much I love his music, and I'm quite sure many of you love his music also. And so he's looking forward to being a guest real soon. True God Immortal will be returning on the 26th. There's going to be an awesome talk with him. So big shout out to True God Immortal also, because I've never had a boring interview, really. But I was about to say he's never a bore, but no one has been a bore that I have talked to here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Hey. But again, thank you, History. My appointment just all of a sudden vanished. That's live radio for you. Big shout out also to James Franco, director, actor, director, writer. You know, he's been promoting his book. I loved his appearance on David Letterman this week. He gave Mississippi props for being a location for the film As I Lay Dying. Was filmed, and also currently he's filming his film, another film based on a Wim Faulkner book, The Sound and the Fury. But right now, he is sharing As I Lay Dying. It's been showing in New York, and now it is currently showing in Los Angeles. So it's showing in New York and in Los Angeles, film right here in Mississippi. And James is so excited because, you know, he's been getting good reviews. I haven't seen it yet. I had an opportunity to see it. And not too long, like maybe I'm back up in the summer. I promise you I did. And it was a trade website, and they had the same up there, and I did not look at it. I didn't get a chance to look at it. I was just glad to see it was up. And but free screenings aren't scheduled. Yay! Right here in Mississippi. Yay! And, you know, you all know I was kept running my mouth saying, well, they should have special screenings. They should have a special premiere night of the film here in Mississippi, where I received an email from the film office on last evening, and also from Crossroads Film Society, which produces a Crossroads Film Festival here in Mississippi. And there will be three screenings. There will be a screening in Madison, right north of where I live, in North Jackson, at Malco Theater on Tuesday. There's going to be a screening in Oxford, Mississippi. You guys that are familiar with Ole Miss, congratulations to Ole Miss, who will be getting a new arena, basketball arena, and a parking lot. It will be a screening in Oxford. And then next month, there will be a screening at Sun and Sand Film Festival on the Gulf Coast. Of As I Lay Dying. And you know what? The Mississippi International Film Festival is happening right here in Jackson, founded by Edward St. Pay, who is the founder of Weather Vision and WLEZ 100 here in Jackson, Mississippi. And there's going to be so many events going on during that film festival. I wonder if it's going to be added to be screened, too, at the Mississippi International Film Festival, also known as MIFF, M-I-F-F, here in Jackson, Mississippi, which is going to be held next weekend from the 25th through the 27th. And all the events affiliated with that festival are free, except the concluding event, which is only $15, and that is a brunch that will be held at the King Edward Hilton Garden Inn Hotel, historic hotel, on that Sunday morning. But all the workshops, the film screenings, the zombie, like there's like a ball where the best zombie and goon will win and be recognized. All of those events are free. But it should be, I think that would be a good idea if that, if the screen is added also to that. That would be neat, but I don't know. You know, James knows what he's doing. Mississippi Film Office will also be recognized at that event along with others. But let me go ahead and get my playlist, my studio screen back up so we can play some more music. I'm going to share with you a song that Prince has shared with those of us who love him so much, love his music and love his work. He shared with us on Twitter, and also Dr. Funkenberry promoted it, that Prince, a Third Eye Girl, has shared this. He shared a song, a free download, with a fan, and requested that the fans spread the word of this free download, Sweeter She Is. So, of course, I downloaded this song. This is a rehearsal, and I'm going to share it with you all this morning. And also, I hope that we get a chance to see those of us that aren't able to go to the slumber party. I like to call it a slumber party. I hope that it live streams also tomorrow night. That would be so cool and so interesting. But let's keep doing what we do and have fun this morning. A big shout out to all the international listeners, Edmund Empress, my sister across the pond here at Blog Talk Radio, and those of you that have been listening from the beginning, and those of you that are new listeners. Big shout out to any and everybody who have ever co-hosted with me, from Mike That Dude Smith, Reg Roughnet Ruffin, my cousin Linda. And the list goes on, and those of you that have ever been guests, and those of you that are returning. And if you've ever been a guest before and you want to return, do not hesitate to let me know. I like to extend invitations, but also let me know. There's a topic idea. It is an entertainment lifestyle show. We talk about beauty, fashion, hot topics. Try not to gossip. Try to talk about, you know, real stories that are really important to people. Try not to talk about things that will offend or hurt people also. But, you know, we so many of us are so, you know, that's easier said than done, you know. But it's important to talk about important topics here also. But lifestyle, and this is the holiday season, and some of the most popular shows have been shows regarding shopping, cleaning, cooking, business relations, community. I love to hear stories. It's been like every story that's been shared here has been stories of triumph. Hasn't been an easy road for nobody. You know, and many of you have found it out. It might look like somebody has lived a rough life or an easy life, but when they are guests on this show, we find out that that all of our lives are ups and downs, and it's all about being positive. It's all about being there for others and also appreciating the support of others, and that sometimes, you know, we have to, like, blind out the naysayers, you know, but then also pay attention to those that present tough love also, you know. And it's just been amazing, the discussions that we've had since March 21st, 2011, when the show premiered. But again, let's go on and have some more fun and listen to a little bit more music.
Trouble. And up, yes, me.
You have to hold them up and guide them up, you know what's up. Give them the love you need, that's the way you bring them up.
Thank you.
Proud Generation was up in that too. Sweet as She Is, that's an old school tune. Soul Children, right? Sweet as She Is. Dang. Prince went principal went out, didn't it? But that's rehearsal. It's nothing like hearing raw talent. And that's good. Prince, superstar musician, artist, mainstream artist, sharing raw rehearsal footage. That says a lot about Prince, right? He remembers where he comes from. And to share that raw rehearsal footage with us is just amazing, and we definitely appreciate that, Prince. And his newest song, Breakfast Can Wait, is in heavy rotation here in Jackson, Mississippi on WKXI. The radio station that you can hear Tom's Journal Morning Show right now. That's awesome. I dig it. I know some of you might say, it didn't sound right. It didn't sound good because it's rehearsal. And that's just raw recording of Prince and his band doing their thing. And which is, it sounds good. You know, it sounds good. For real, I dig it. But Jackson State, JSU, that hosts Grambling State for homecoming. I tweeted out a post on Facebook, and I've shared, you guys can like a Jackson State Tigers fan page on Facebook, too. I've shared that. The game is at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Mississippi Veterans Memorial Stadium. Will not be televised, but I miss those days when BET would make a big deal out of the SWAT games. Remember those days when BET, before it was so, especially the 90s, when BET had BET Sports, and they would broadcast like a game weekly, every weekend. I miss those days. It is so awesome. Radio broadcast would be on 95.5 FM. Pre-game show starts one before kickoff time. Series record, Grambling State University leads 40-22-1. The game, Jackson State and Grambling meet for the 64th time on Saturday. The JSU Tigers are on a four-game winning streak, but will have to be careful of the recent history as the G-Men hold a 7-2 advantage over the Tigers with head coach Rick Comegys at the helm of the program. Fortunately for the Tigers, GSU has lost every game it has played this season. Grambling State has not won a game this season. Maybe that's obvious reasons why their coach is no longer their coach, and they have an interim coach. Last season, GSU snapped a 5-game losing streak to Grambling by beating the G-Men 53-17 in Grambling, Louisiana. GSU looks to keep its unbeaten streak in SWAC play alive against GSU. Head coach is Rick Comegys. Jackson State head coach Rick Comegys, Millersville 76, enters his 8th season at the helm of the Tigers football program. He comes into the game for a 53-34 overall record at JSU and a 161-84 career record. Over the previous 7 seasons, Comegys has led the Tigers to 6 winning seasons. We love Comegys. 3 Southwestern Athletic Conference Eastern Division titles and 1 SWAC championship. Last season, the Tigers fell short of claiming a 2nd SWAC championship by falling 24-21 in OT to Arkansas Pine Bluff in the conference title game at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Prior to coming to Jackson State, Comegys was the head coach at Tuskegee University, where he won 4 Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Championship, NCAA D2 Division, 3 Pioneer Bowl crowns, and a Black College National Championship 2000. In 2000, his Tuskegee Tigers recorded a perfect 12-0 record. Since coming to JSU, Comegys has a 2-7 record against Grambling State. Okay, scouting Grambling State. The Grambling State Tigers are 1 of 2 winless teams in the SWAC. GSU enters Saturday's game with a 0-7-0-4 record. GSU has the countdown is blocking my view. The countdown, there's 8 hours there's like a countdown of when all the events start. And then, and so I'm looking at all that. Okay. So I'm trying to read everything that is written, but there is something blocking. D.I. Williams, that's who's recently been fired. There's something about him. Oh, no, one of the players. Okay, let me try to clear it so I can, I know y'all want to hear everything. Okay, I got it cleared. I hate when stuff block my view. Well, it's not. I'm going to have to skip a little bit. Justin Carey is the leading rusher with 411 yards and 2 touchdowns. He averages 58.7 yards per game. Chester Rogers is the team's leading receiver. He has 38 receptions for 516 yards and a team high, 4 touchdowns. Steve Orosakwe, is that how you pronounce his name, is the defensive leader for GSU. He has 69 tackles, 37 solo, 6.5 tackles for loss, 2 pass deflections, 2 fumble recoveries, and a forced fumble. And they have information regarding interim head football coach at Grambling State University on September 11th, an interim coach. I can share that information with you, but there's been a shakedown. But I'll go ahead and share what's on Jackson State's website, but there's been, like, breaking news and things, you know, things have been changed and stuff. But I'm going to share what they have. Proud to join the Grambling State University staff, Ragsdale served as the running backs coach at North Carolina AT&T University, NCA and TU, where he started his coaching career in 1983. Under his tutelage, NCA and TU running back Michael Ferguson rushed for over 2,500 yards and 16 touchdowns to finish 6th on the all-time NCAA and TU rushing list. Ragsdale is no stranger to the Southwestern Athletic Conference SWAC, as he served for 2 years as the running backs coach at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. During that time, he coached SWAC Freshman of the Year Mickey Dean, who led the conference with 17 touchdowns. Ragsdale has coached in the SWAC and MEAC, including coaching at North Carolina AT&T State University, Norfolk State University, Morris Brown College, and University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. He was a 4-year letterman at AT&T's alma mater. And a big shout-out to my alma mater, Jackson State. I studied business management at Jackson State from 1989 to 1991 after graduating from high school and college. I studied business management. Can't close to getting my bachelor's, so I know I need to get my bachelor's. Because I plan on, after getting my bachelor's, getting my master's in industrial psychology, you know. But I've always, before that, I had one desire, my esthetician license and my cosmetology license before going to Jackson State. At that same time, I wanted to go ahead and get my esthetician license. I enrolled at a school to get my licenses, and I was told, well, you need to go ahead and go to Jackson State. And I love Jackson State anyway, so I went ahead and went to Jackson State and loved every minute of it. But, you know, I just didn't get my bachelor's. But, you know, enough about me. We're talking about Jackson State homecoming weekend. And let me continue on. But, you know, some people might say, well, she didn't go to Jackson State. Yes, I did. And I've partied. I've loved Jackson State. Like, I've loved the Saints since I was born. And I love Jackson State academically. I love Jackson State student athletics. And Jackson State is a party school. And Jackson, you know, and people believe in partying of all ages. I have friends of all ages now that do not miss a game. That party, and tailgate and do whatever. People of all ages love to party when it comes to Jackson State. The academics are important, but the partying is fun. And going to events and socializing is always fun also. So I'm just saying, anybody around the world, you guys that know Jackson State, you know this. And there are teachers and students from all around the world at Jackson State also. That is what's so awesome. My time at Jackson State, the teachers that I had was so diverse. You know, I had teachers from everywhere, and that was 20 years ago. And so I just imagine how diverse she is now at Jackson State. Cousin Linda's alumni at Jackson State, too. You guys hear that. Many of my family members are alumni at Jackson State. Let's see. Oh, let me continue on talking about this. he was a four-year letterman at AT&T. I'm a mod, and he still holds the school's all-time rushing record. And he had the school reach its first Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Championship in 1975. Reds have played with the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington Redskins. He also played in the United States Football League, USFL, with the Oklahoma Outlaws. George Redsdale was named interim head coach at Grambling State University on September the 11th after serving as running back coach for Tigers. Redsdale is a 1975 graduate of North Carolina AT&T University, where he earned a bachelor's in recreation. His five children, Terry, Brad, Marcus, Nicole, and Goya. Now, it's been a shakedown. There's a new interim head coach. So I don't know. It's some stuff going down. So, but there will be a game, and because some people have been on the news wondering if it's going to be a game and just concerned about what's going on. Last time JSU and GSU meeting, when the Jackson State Tigers and the Grambling State Tigers met last season, the two teams were heading in opposite directions. GSU was looking to earn its fifth win, and GSU was looking for its second win. Against the G-men, JSU put its best game together when the team met at Wilderson Stadium. JSU dominated games from start to finish, earning a 53-17 victory. JSU scored in every quarter. GSU opened the game with a 37-yard field goal. Now, the information I'm reading is information from Jackson State Tigers' website. And also, I have the JSUTigers.com. And I have this information shared on my Facebook page and also on Twitter. But JSU responded with his first touchdown when Michael Perkins hauled in a 21-yard pass from Clayton Moore at the 7:54 mark in the first quarter. JSU added to his lead when Rakeem Sims scored on a 3-yard touchdown run at the 1:46 mark in the first to make the mark. 13-3, JSU opens the second quarter with Tommy Gooden scoring on a 6-yard to make the score 19-3. The Tigers continue to build on the lead when Ryan Griffin scored a 58-yard interception, returning at the 8:37 mark in the second. JSU increased its lead to 32-3 when Moore and Rico Richardson connected on a 19-yard touchdown pass. Sam scored his second touchdown when he plunged from 2 yards out, making the score 39-3. The Tigers scored their 46th straight point on a Stedman Kappa run at 3:14 mark in the third. GSU scored its first touchdown of the game when Edward Patterson returned a kick for 94 yards at the 3:01 mark. 2 minutes later, Philip McCain recovered a JSU fumble in the end zone to make the score 46-17. JSU scored his final points of the game with Dietrich McDonald connected with Kepler for an 11-yard touchdown pass. JSU rushed for 184 yards and helped JSU to only a JSU record by rushing yards allowed. JSU passed for 308 yards and held JSU to 240. Next game, Jackson State returns to action on October the 26th, when the Tigers travel to Shreveport, Louisiana, to face the Prairie View A&M Panthers in SWAC action. Kickoff is set for 4 p.m. So the next time Jackson State will play will be on October 26th, when the Tigers travel to Shreveport. That should be a good one. Other tidbits, GSU interim head coach George Redsdale was relieved of his duties Thursday, October the 17th. And defensive coordinator Dirt Winston was named interim head coach. Dirt Winston is the interim head coach. GSU has had three coaches this season. So GSU interim head coach George Redsdale, leaves its duties on yesterday, October the 17th, and defensive coordinator Dirk Winston was named interim head coach. JSU has had three coaches this season. Last season, JSU snapped a five-game losing streak to Grambling State by beating the G-men 53-17 in Grambling. JSU head coach Rick Comegy has two wins against Grambling since coming to JSU. JSU beat Grambling 42-31 in 2007 SWAT championship game in Birmingham. In 2008, JSU beat JSU 41-9 in the conference title game. GSU holds a 17-12 record against JSU in Jackson. 53 points is the most that JSU has scored against Grambling. Last season, 53-7 victory for Jackson State. Grambling State University has scored 62 points against Jackson State in the series. So you can check out more sports from men's sports and women's sports and baseball, basketball, cross-country, football, golf, indoor track, outdoor track, tennis for men and for women, basketball, bowling, cross-country, golf, track, and field, soccer, softball, tennis, and volleyball, and also at this website and alumni relations and calendar and schedules and any and all information you need. You can check it out right here on this website and all the links to, like, social media and all of that good stuff. But that is what's happening in regards to the game itself. And let's see. I'm going to see what the calendar schedule says. And you could also visit Jackson State's online store to get your Jackson State Tigers gear. I need to get Jackson State Tigers gear and more NFL gear and Cowboys gear. Okay, I'm just looking, checking out some info, checking out the calendar. Oh, and tomorrow regarding other sports dealing with Jackson State, bowling, Tulane, Invitational, New Orleans, Louisiana, golf, Illinois, Springfield, Invitational, Whittam, Puerto Rico, cross country at 8:30 a.m., Cha-Cha Open, Mississippi College Club, Mississippi, sophomore ball, alumni game at 10:30, but then the homecoming, blew out, 2 p.m., Grambling State homecoming. That's what that's about. And again, on the 26th, 4 p.m., playing Prairie View A&M Independent Stadium in Shreveport, Louisiana. So that's what's happening right there. Let's see. Looking at ticket information for some of you that still looking for tickets. My Facebook friends and friends I grew up with, they get so alumni and teachers there, they provide so much information information about Jackson State tickets. Call 601-979-2420. That is the number that you call regarding ticket information. And I'm double checking. So visit jsutigers.com. Okay. Well, here's True God Immortal.
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harbor all this hurt and resentment. Perhaps I gave her incentive, so now I'm a baby father. Instead of being a husband, we both stubborn and petty. I'm ready to find redemption, she's ready to find attention. Couldn't see her intention, she seemed to have a new man. Nothing I could do on prevention, but you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I'll kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known, it's probably karma. I've just styled a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little, I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm, thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, yet want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only your visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word, things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then but really isn't often. She said you might be the one, but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day, so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting, but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection, but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried it wouldn't last, so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be.
so good. Six String Woody. Okay, I'm looking at events. Homecoming 2013. I'm looking at the alumni area of the website, Jackson State University, the alumni relations. Department of Alumni and Constituency Relations, the university's college, schools, colleges, and departments in conjunction with JSU National Alumni Association are planning a host of exciting and engaging events for your enjoyment beginning the homecoming week of October the 13th through the 20th. Now it's time to get ready to reconnect with the past and embrace the future as we celebrate Homecoming 2013. As you converge on campus, we trust that you will embrace the changes and enjoy the homecoming activities planned especially with you in mind. Now is the time to request. Okay, so that was the introduction to the website. Okay, the first event was yesterday on the 17th, where there was an alumni panel, and JSU notable alumni panels featured noteworthy alums speaking to students in their respective disciplines. And so that was on yesterday. Today, the 18th, the Society Golden Tigers Luncheon from 11:30 to 1:30. It's that time of year again. The Homecoming Reunion Class Luncheon is an event that we host annually just for you. It's been 5 years of 50 since you were last on campus. We hope that you will enjoy this memorable event filled with delight and celebration of all that we treasure about our beloved Jackson State University. At this year's luncheon, special recognition will be given to all Golden graduates. 50 years is a distinguished milestone, and it's our hope that you will help us honor you by returning to Jackson State University. And so that event is today, and the contact person is Mrs. Daphne Moore also. So there's also the alumni tailgating will be from 1 to 4 at Tiger Park. So that's just some information. Charlie Wilson homecoming concert is tonight, and that's going to be at the Jackson Convention Complex downtown Jackson. And then I know M-Bar is having a day party. I was invited to that. That's located in North Jackson, Northeast Jackson on Ridgewood Road. They're having a day party today, and also Dreams, and I'm sure Freelong, different events at different restaurants and clubs are going on. Here's Casey Neat, Sparks of Philly. First time I played Sparks of Philly. Big shout out to Casey Neat, also dealing with Sigma High Fashion. Looking forward to that mixtape that he's going to drop during the holiday season, and then a return of new music from Sigma High Fashion. But I'm loving this Casey Neat. So awesome. Here's Sparks of Philly. We'll be right back. Hillbilly, Casey Meech. Check him out on SoundCloud, on Facebook page. He has a new Facebook page for Casey Meech. So network with him. He is such an amazing, amazing guy. I am going to play Pretty She Is one more time for those of you that want to hear it one more time. Okay? So before that, enjoy another one from True God, Crown the Champion.
I'm going to tell y'all with the tears in my eyes, this is the greatest moment in my life. You walk around this world,
true,
you tell everybody you're number one. The only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title that makes you number one. When you are the king.
God body, Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas to expect it. Winner, next to enter. Lost a few times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5%er, something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini, mind state, Chicago, Compton, crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White House to cubicles, there's always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to, and so I return determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots, they need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the belt higher, nigga, let me get my reign on. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings. Interim reigns could never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire, I bet your niggas retreating with him. Enemies wanna make amends, but I ain't speaking with him. They be watching from afar, hoping the police to get him. Fuck this game, I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesuses can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah,
mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah. True. They say I'm destined to be great, so that just means my winnings were my destiny and fate. Speak the truth in every bar, I don't expect you to relate. Teachers on the pulpit speaking of excellence and faith, while my niggas on the block speaking of wretchedness and hate. I try to balance them both, but too much pressure at the pace. I done made a bunch of classics, but these bastards still asleep. Smack the shit out of reality with dreams that bring me peace. Had some anger building up, some shit that need to be released. And hip-hop is in my soul, it sticks with me if deceased. Heard this hard body shit has really been decreased, but these phony niggas acting like they really in the streets. We still original kings, spitting everyday emotion while reciting our regrets, most of which just leave us broken. Know it must have been the angels watching over through the stress. So when a new day arises, I'll be standing as the best. Learn the lessons through revelations, I done found my blessings. So much power in the black fist, I gotta keep them guessing. Judge, jury, executioner, a rebel in his essence. Go ahead and crown a champ, there's no time like the present. It's true.
Woo, I like that. That's cool. I know. That's why I rate the shows that are mature, because of the lyrical content of the songs. You never know what will be said. That doesn't mean I condone the usage of certain words, but, you know, you cannot limit an artist. forms of self-expression. You know? Oh.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
Hello, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact premature birth can have. It can cause lifelong disabilities, and it is the leading cause of death in newborns. Our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We have to do better. If you're starting a family, please learn how to improve your chance of having a full-term birth. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
March of Dimes, very important organization, very important cause. And remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, most definitely. And Avon has some awesome items regarding breast cancer awareness. I wear my $5 necklace practically every day. I got to get the bracelet, got to get earrings, and there's a cute little clutch also. But check out the Empowerment products at Avon, Empowerment by Mark products, and also the products that bring awareness to breast cancer, not just this month of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but 24/7 all year long. Avon is an amazing company, American company, that really, really, truly cares, and I just love Avon. I love talking about the talking with others, men and women, children and all, who also love Avon. Or those of you that want to know more about Avon, feel free to visit my online store at youravon.com, BETHWMS also. And my website is set up bilingual. And also I have catalogs and mags in English and in Spanish also. Wow. This is some. I've added new music. I sure have, not just what you see, and I have more music to add. And can't wait to talk to Draft and also True God Immortal again, and others that are coming on the show. Definitely need to book that Peter Cook, because he's definitely talk about us and educate us regarding the music industry, inside and out. Big shout out to Peter Cook if you're listening. Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. Big shout out to my friends in Big D. Well, been a little technical difficulty. Hopefully, I get it started. I was trying to play the remix, but it looked like it would be. I don't know what's going on. Murphy's Law. What can happen will happen. I love that Prince of Man. So my audio does not want to produce. one of my friends mentioned that he never hear my southern accent. But I never hear his southern accent either. But my accent does come out, and those of you who I talk with who live in other areas, I know sometimes you can hear my accent. But I've talked about, I do my best to speak proper English, but, you know, I lack sometimes, like many of us do. But it's important to speak, at least try your best to speak proper English, especially when you're hosting a internet radio show internationally. And I know some of my non-English speaking listeners also, it's important to them also, because it might be a way to learn how to speak English properly. You know, so I do have like that in mind also when I am talking. But I can just let it go sometimes. And you not know what the heck I'm saying, you know. Here's another one by Trent. Hopefully, I'm trying to get some music on. So I'm just trying to conclude the show also. We need to talk NFL. We didn't talk NFL or baseball. We'll probably be talking NFL. We will be talking NFL and MLB, Major League Baseball on tomorrow, another hot news story. Because really, it's coming close time to conclude the program. It's been cool this morning. But I wanted to share a little news about Jackson State homecoming game. I thought I might make it to that day party I was invited to, but I don't think so. I have a lot of work to do. But, you know, no work and all work and no play. You know what they say about that, huh? I know y'all know my listeners here. But let me share with you some more information regarding James Franco's film, also the locations. This is the premiere of James Franco's film, As I Lay Dying, screening dates and locations. On Monday, October 21st, 7 p.m., admission $20, the Lyric Theater in Oxford, Mississippi. Local cast and crew will be in attendance there also. At the film, and the film is a fundraiser for the Oxford Film Festival, which is set for February 6th to 9th. Then Tuesday, it will be the one that's in the Jackson metro area, not far from Canton, where he filmed a lot of the film. Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m., $20 admission, Malco Grandview Theater, Madison, Mississippi. That's in the area we was at just this past Saturday for the Woodstock event. Local cast and crew would be in attendance at this event also for a Q&A following the film. So that's very interesting. I think all of the screeners will have Q&As following. And the screening is, I have stuff turned all upside down. The screening is also a fundraiser for the Crossroads Film Festival, which is April the 3rd through the 6th. And then on Saturday next month, on November the 16th at 7 p.m., admission $20, Sun and Sands Film Festival, Gulf Coast, fundraiser for that event. So the James Franco's film, As I Lay Dying, it's been seen in New York, been seen in Los Angeles, and he's excited. If you network with James Franco, you see he's so excited. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and et cetera, his who say everything. He's so excited also, and I'm excited. We're so grateful here in Mississippi for him showing love to us also. So those are the three scheduled screenings as of now for within the next 3 weeks of As I Lay Dying. And let's see. I'm just double checking some info because I jotted notes down. I'm not looking at the at my email because you all know I love paper and pen, and so I'm just like double checking. But then also, MIF, Mississippi International Film Festival, kicks off its fourth year at the David Planetarium in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. Also, October 25th, 26th, and 27th, films from around the world will be screened each day with many of the filmmakers on hand. Day passes for the festival are free. Numerous films filmmaking and acting workshops will be offered in the lobby area of the planetarium on October the 26th. All workshops are free at 7 p.m. on Saturday night on October 26th. It's the same night I'm interviewing Trugada Mortal. We'll hold his annual Zombie Ball inside the planetarium, and the Best Film of Festival Awards for $1,000 will be awarded to the winning film. So I just wanted to let you know about that, and the brunch will be on that Sunday morning. That is the only event. The event is concluding the festival. It will be only $15 at the historic King Edward Hotel, Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Jackson. So that's going to be that Sunday morning. But that's what's happening. So I'm just wondering, since James has screening scheduled, will Edward St. Pay and the presenters, the organizers of the festival, I wonder would they be adding As I Lay Dying. That would be so cool, As I Lay Dying as a screening also. But there's three scheduled as of now. Probably will schedule some more, or maybe he'll do like a premiere night here in Mississippi when the film is released nationwide. But congratulations to James Franco, because he's been getting good reviews as he presents his films, his independent films that he directs. But he not only directed but acted in this film, and same as he is doing in the film he's currently making here in the state of Mississippi. See, when I started hosting this show and talking to you guys and talking about major filmmaking, independent filmmaking here in Mississippi, there's like amazing sentence here for people who do come here, producers who do come here and film their films. And so visit filmmississippi.org, the executive director is Ward Emily. Mr. The Film Office will be recognized during the festival in a couple weeks. I've been supporting the festival since before it came to life, but this will be my first time ever going to the event at the festival. So I'm looking forward to having fun at the workshop, especially at the independent filmmaking and acting workshop. I'm looking forward to those events. I mean, of course, screening independent films, but I'm really looking forward to learning some things at the workshops. I love workshops and seminars and webinars and all that good stuff. But again, that's what's happening. If today's your birthday, happy birthday to you this weekend. Celebrating anniversaries or getting married, getting engaged, or whatever. Congratulations and all that. Always hearing good news from people. And if you're going through something sad, keep your head up. We all are praying for one another, right? We all are going through something, ups and downs and all. There's a $5,000 award also here in the Jackson area. The Humane Society, national organization, has a $5,000 award out for whomever dragged this pit bull last month. And the pit bull injured so bad where it had been euthanized. And so it happened here in the city of Jackson. And so you can check out like WJTV's Facebook page and my Facebook page, and I'm sure if you go to the Humane Society website, they have it up too regarding this pit bull that was tortured, drugged, and to me it was like a puppy because she did not win a dog fight, and her injury was so bad she had been euthanized. And so there's a $5,000 award out for whoever committed this hideous crime on this dog. And when I was at Carol last Saturday, there was a dog there that, oh my God, my goodness, I don't know what happened to that dog, but she was in good spirits, and I believe she's going to recover and be a beautiful dog once again, because she was in good spirits, just good spirits. Her exterior was painful looking, but just communicating with her and giving her a dog treat was just so amazing. I mean, I felt her love, and she felt that I love dogs and pets also. And so I know when I see her again, she's going to be just on an amazing road to recovery. You all might even see her on Pet of the Week segment on Midday Mississippi. You never know, because she, you know, my goodness. We humans care for one another, but we have to care for kids, senior citizens, and animals that cannot, you know, that need our help and our assistance. We need to help each other. Yes. I know those of you that are not animal lovers, so, well, you guys can be thinking about the humans. But human rights, animal rights, all of that is important to God. God created all creatures, right? Okay. And we all have to assist each other, too. When we see our brother or sister need help, you know, reach out. If they don't, if they reject, that's on them. If we reject, if you reach out to me and I reject, that's on me, right? And, you know, so, no, but we have to be there. One thing we all can do for one another is send positive vibes and pray for one another and love one another, right? Exactly. But those of you that are having, going to different games all over the world, all over the country, enjoy yourself. Big shout out to sports lovers, fellow sports lovers. Tomorrow we will talk about the NFL and more collegiate sports, and also but the live streaming is concluding, and I don't know what happened to my music. I'm going to try it one more time, but I'll go ahead and conclude the show. And you all seen that picture of Kim Kardashian? You guys are so crazy. They said Kanye tweeted back, I'm hitting on. But Kim Kardashian's back in shape. It looks like she's in better shape, to be honest. Let's see if I can play another song. Well, it's taken a long time for me to get started. So it looked like I need to go ahead and conclude the program. Big shout out to those of you second day back on the job, those of you that were furloughed. I have shout out to you. I hope that we do not get go through another shutdown again like many of you. Many of prayers were answered because last week when I was in Mississippi, here Pete Booth talking to everybody, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, those that don't care, that was one important thing I always heard from people, that they hoped that the shutdown ended before the 17th. And on the 11 hours, sure enough, the shutdown ended. So that some prayers were answered most definitely. So who says that prayer does not work? Because it sure worked, right? So we just got to continue praying and pray for our leaders and pray for ourselves and do the best that we can in our community. But prayerfully, everything will get prayerfully everything will work out, and we don't have to go through another government shutdown in the very near future or a long way either. But again, thank you for tuning in today's show. I hope you're living a happier and healthier life and working on it, you know, because it takes work, right? Sometimes it doesn't take work. Things happen easy, but sometimes we have to put in effort to live the kind of life that we want to live. Are keep living, and sometimes it takes going downhill or losing it all, or almost losing it all, to realize, hey, I can do this again. Remember when I first started hosting the show, and Big Mike and I, we talked about second chances. Many of us are experiencing second chances, third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances. Some of us have nine lives, like cats, huh? They're like they're saying. But just stay positive. Stay positive. I've been hearing reports of people committing suicide, reality star that committed suicide recently. You know, we got to talk about stuff like that also here on the show in the near future. Sadly, can never stop talking about important causes and important topics. But again, have a fantastic homecoming weekend here in Jackson. Those of you coming here to Jackson and those of you that are having fun elsewhere, my friends in Dallas, have fun partying with Alan Averson tonight. Thanks for the invite. My friends in Dallas always think about me. Guys at LeBaire, everywhere, all locations, LeBaire. LeBaire Dallas, LeBaire Houston, LeBaire Florida. You guys do your thing. And my fellow friends who love the LeBaire guys like I do your thing. Those of you that are in the guys live and in person, they have calendars out too. So I just wanted to let all of you know. And many of the guys, you know, are trainers. So I'm looking forward to being personal trained and attending classes by Ace Boogie and many others, Miguel and the Blaster and so on. And the guys in Florida, they're always teaching and helping people live better lives. So that's good. And shout out to Kesia Square and also to Beachbody Tish, other personal trainers, Ebony Cooper here in Jackson, other personal, Marvin Williams, personal trainers here in Jackson that I network with. Just big shout out to all the personal trainers out there. You know, people appreciate you. Okay, but again, thank you and God bless. You've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I guess you could say the Friday morning Jackson State Homecoming edition. And visit. I do my best to share and post with you guys events that's going on that you might be interested in, because the day party seemed like it would be fun. Then the night events, and then that luncheon for those of you that are interested in attending. That seemed like that should be awesome. The Charlie Wilson concert, I know many, I know that's a sold-out concert, Charlie Wilson. So he will be here tonight at the Jackson Complex Center. So, hey, have so much fun. If you just stand in your hotel room having fun, you know, some of us just have fun at making our own party. So thank you, and you're listening to Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and have a blessed day and a blessed weekend. God bless. And you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, but then also on the respective social media sites that you network with me on. Okay? Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, girls. Hey, baby girl.
Thank you. just made Tim Cruise inform. Because my argument is following this.
Where the Republican Party is in many ways. I mean, it's interesting because Warren Harris was scared of a primary last time and wasn't speaking nearly that clear as to the politicization of the Heritage Action Fund.
Yeah.
But the question is, does the Orrin Hatches of the world take control of the party, which is to say, you know what, interest groups are not driving this bus anymore. We're driving this bus.
Yeah.
We're taking control of this. Or is what happened with these primaries driving the bus, which is what's been happening.
I
evil and to do good things, it can be a force for good. And this is just one other thing that undermines people's confidence in government.
Well, say that's an apples and oranges comparison. I mean, it's one thing to try to get outreach to voters and bring them in. It's another thing to take 5 or 6 complex federal databases, put them into calculate tax credits, make sure that you get the right coverage, and then show you which ones you got.
Now,
ridiculous. And the irony is that a lot of states have to do the same exact thing just for their own state calls, and they've done it exceptionally well. Oregon has done an exceptionally good job,
too.
I'm not sure state by state, but
Philadelphia is a good example, and I think we have to be somewhat careful. You know, we want to know how many people got on and how many people have signed up. Massachusetts was an instructive example. People went onto the website 18 times before they purchased health care. Okay, this isn't, you know, this is not, you know, I've said this before, it's not iTunes, right? I didn't hear this great song, I want to go buy the album, and it's a very easy, non-personal exchange. This is going to be a highly personal thing. That's why the website is so important, because people need to be able to go on and shop. They're not going to shop once. They're going to shop dozens of times before they purchase a plan. And then, look, this has always been the single most important thing that was going to happen in the second term. The implementation of health care reform. Immigration reform would be great. Some of these other things would be great. This has always been the single most important task. And they've got to fix it.
One other thing that they say is that one of the lessons they took from the Medicare Part D rollout was that it was just a month of enrollment. And so that's why, and there were all sorts of problems. And so that's why they wanted to have this expanded now. So you have the first wave between now and December, and then December tomorrow.
My bet is that they turn around and say, we have to expand the enrollment period even more now, because how do you start penalizing people for not getting entrance?
They can't even ask. Whether you can line up for the same delay that Republicans have been pushing for, ironically.
Yeah, right?
Coming up on Morning Joe, we'll check in again with Politico's Jim Vandehei. Plus, a new sleep study may shed light on ways to treat Alzheimer's disease, what researchers are saying about the link between brain cells and shut-eye. Also, a report in the New York Post says Arnold Schwarzenegger has his eye on the White House, how he's planning to tackle that advocate thing called the Constitution. But first, here's Bill Caron to the check on the forecast.
Well, Mika, I'd love to show you the beautiful weather on the East Coast. That's not fun. Let's show you the snow. It fell last night from Colorado all the way up through Wyoming. Cheyenne picked up a couple inches. Take a look. These are live pictures out of the Denver area. Roads are just wet. It's not too much of a problem there. But this is one of the first snows of the season for the city itself. As far as the rest of the day goes, we'll actually warm up to about 49 in Denver, so it won't be too bad in the late afternoon. Now, the other trouble spot, you've been driving in Tennessee, Kentucky, or plan on driving, they're even ferrying to Mississippi, northern Alabama. We have dense fog, Huntsville and Jackson, both reporting zero visibility right now. So that's literally like you barely see the car in front of you. Be very careful driving there in any of the interstates, and any airport delays would be related to dense fog early today, too. The weekend weather pattern, unsettled weather up to the Great Lakes. It'll be a little cool, a little rainy and showery. Otherwise, the East Coast and West Coast are looking nearly perfect. San Francisco had the best pick of weather in forever. D.C. 70 today, slight chance of showers, D.C. tomorrow. Then we're going to end with a gorgeous weekend. So while we're like in the 70s on the East Coast and loving the fall weather, fall's a little cool to you in Wyoming and Colorado. But it will get better, even 60s in Denver by the end of the weekend. You're watching Morning Joe.
People don't have to think about where their electricity comes from. They flip the switch, and the light comes on. It's our job to make sure it does. Using natural gas, this power plant can produce enough energy for about 600,000 homes, generating electricity that is clean, and reliable, with fewer emissions. It matters.
Financial goals can seem far away at first. Certainly the right
one. You want one of my hamburgers? Get down. Did Bill pay none of your corn dogs? You had two packs of pork chops. You got one already open, you got one not open. Which one you want?
.com/planning center and contact your advisor.
Oh, I said that's a chicken breast. And what's that double cake?
Okay.
What kind of steak? Regular steak or the... Never seen can I be turned into stir fry? You got stir fry vegetables like that? Ooh, hey baby, it is cold. I didn't lie, so you don't have to buy a get my little money, get my bus pass, and run my little errands to the library. I'm gonna get warm up.
Anybody?
It's cold out there. Now who came over here and put some yucky stuff over here?
Make sure.
I don't know. See, I'm from came myself over here. Yellow. Now what is light yellow?
This is white
for look out these little bodies.
I'm calling for help right now. When you are injured in seconds count, Life Alert is there for you.
Life Alert is a lifesaver. If it weren't for Life Alert, I would be sitting here today.
Life I better do it now. I'm going to clean up this stuff. I just told you I see.
My husband is alive.
Translational medicine, but this study may lead to new treatments for is an epidemic. Last year, nearly 35 million adults were overweight, down slightly from 2010. Still, about 78 million adults are 35 pounds overweight. Last year, things have been in the right direction, but I'll talk about it more. The Sunday Parade features Handmade in America, a look behind our rekindled love of arts and crafts as Americans become more hands-on. I like it. You know, cool. I praise another. All right, let's go to Politico. And joining us now with a Politico playbook, the president and CEO of Politico.
Senators had Tea
Tea Partiers not gotten nominations in places in 2010 and 2012 in Senate races. And these weren't just in swing states. Only a couple of them were in swing states, but they lost races in Missouri and in Indiana, races in states that should have won in U.S. Senate races because they nominated somebody that was simply too conservative, even in a conservative state. But the question becomes whether there is enough of that terrain geography and enough statewide races to make a difference. Because, like I said, in many of these districts, you have President getting 30% and some of these members of Congress and the Tea Party getting 70%.
Politico Jim Vandehei, thank you very much. Up next, Faith on Friday. Father Kevin O'Brien explains how communication between different religious groups could serve as an example for politicians who can't seem to find common ground. Staff wants a look at how the markets will open this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Volkswagen Steinman drive sales event is back, which means it's never been easier to get a new Passat. Awarded J.D. Power's most appealing midsize car 2 years in a row. And right now, you can drive one home for practically just your signature. It's zero due at signing, zero down, zero deposit, and zero first month payment on any new 2014 Volkswagen. Hurry, this offer ends October 31st. For details, visit VWDiva.com today.
You can clear a crowd, but not your nasal congestion. You may be muddling through allergies. Try Zyrtec D, powerful relief of nasal congestion and other allergy symptoms, all in one pill. Zyrtec D, at the pharmacy counter.
We're seeing your business in a whole new way. We're seeing what cash is coming in and going out. So you can understand every angle of your cash flow. Last week, this month.
Come on, Mimi, I need to put you up.
We're seeing your business in cash flow like never before. Introducing Cash Flow Insight, powered by PNC CFO, a suite of online tools that lets you turn insight into action.
Answer the call of the grill with new Frisky Griller. Full of meaty tenders and crunchy bites.
It is fast-paced, digital everything life. There's nothing like experiencing the world's finest journalism in its original form. So subscribe today and save 50% on home delivery in the New York Times. Whether it's a full 7 days of everything the Times has to offer, or the weekender, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday subscription, choose what works for you. And so you don't have to unplug completely. Enjoy unlimited access to our website on any device, plus our apps for your tablet and smartphone at no extra charge. So sign up today for as little as $5.65 a week to receive the greatest newspaper in the world and all the incredible experiences that come with it. To save 50%, call 1-855-698-3377 or go to nytimes.com/save and order now.
If anyone watching thinks the unemployment rate in this country is acceptable right now, I disagree with you. People want to work, should be put to work, and I can't think of a more important job for this president now than to begin a national push for jobs. Start with transportation. Go to water. Go to sewer. Go to rapid rail. It's time for us to catch up in Europe and Asia and the rest of the economically developed world. So let's rebuild this country. Let's get people to work doing it so we can stop diddling around and wasting our time over talking points.
The cardinal is doing a fine job, isn't he?
He really is.
So fine. So fine, in fact. So fine, in fact, that earlier this year, the cardinal came this close to being selected pope.
included in the swimsuit competition.
I would have gone with a one piece.
Proud to be America's most famous Catholic.
And I'm sure the Cardinal is thinking, Stephen, pride is a sin.
Well, Cardinal, so is envy, so we're even.
Joining us now is the Vice President of Mission and Ministry at Georgetown University, Father Kevin O'Brien. He is the author of the book, The Ignatian Adventure, Experiencing the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius in Daily Life. Robert Gibbs is still here, Sam Stein, Andrew Mitchell are back with us too. Father, thank you very much for being
here. Great to be back.
Okay, so there are few things more divisive in life than religion and politics, right? Can one teach the other anything about harmony?
I think so. I mean, in my role at Georgetown and elsewhere, I'm involved in a lot of interreligious dialogue, and one of the things we realized is that in order to have authentic interreligious dialogue, we have to learn to talk across difference, and that requires a lot of humility on the part of the people engaged in the dialogue. You have to go into knowing that you don't have all the answers, that you are able to learn something from the other, and it requires a lot of humility. The other thing we've learned is that in order to do interreligious dialogue that is really authentic, it has to be built on friendship. So anytime we have a difference, we learn to work through it rather than just going into our own camps. And
okay, we're talking about humility. You were telling us earlier that you've met Pope.
Yes.
He does seem to be a figure of extraordinary humility. Tell us that.
Well, you know, a great humility. I mean, what you see portrayed in the media is what you get. And he's a man of great humility, and he cares deeply about people. He connects very authentically with people. One of the friendships the Pope has that has enabled religious dialogue across religions is with Rabbi Scorca of Argentina, Buenos Aires. And they became friends when the Pope was bishop, Archbishop of Buenos Aires. And because of their friendship, they've been able to have some extremely important dialogues between among Jews and Catholics in Argentina.
And Argentina is a comforting space for Jews, and there was, in fact, a whole lot of attack in Buenos Aires on the Jewish community center, so there could be a bonding there as well over the crisis in the Jewish community.
It is. I mean, and the Pope said one thing you have in common is our quest for peace. And most recently, in September, Rabbi Scorca came and spent 5 days with the Pope and stayed with him in his guest house
in
the Vatican. And I think it was. And they spent their meals together. It was during some of the Jewish holidays, the holy days in September. And after meals in the common room at the guest house where the Pope lives, the rabbi would say his prayers, and the Pope and other people at the table would listen and join him and pray with him during the Jewish holiday.
Yeah, can I just say that I'm so happy that a conversation about Catholicism is now centered around Jews. I finally feel welcome on the
panel.
Thank you very much.
And you can be the Pope and the rabbi, John Boehner and the president.
Well,
I think they're around the same table.
Well, I thought you were starting a joke. I do think that what we're missing is friendship as the basis of conversation. I think so. Chris Matthews, who is well known to this show, and to the Catholics in Washington. I mean, his book on Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. And think about the ideological differences they overcame because of their friendship. And I find in my experience engaging with Jewish and Muslim and other Christian leaders, it's because we have a friendship and understanding and a common goal, whether it's of peace or of justice, we're able to sometimes work through serious doctrinal differences, but in a way that doesn't lead us to dead end.
It's very funny. One of the stars of this past 3 weeks, which was just filled with chaos, was the Senate chaplain, whose morning prayers live on C-SPAN 2 became sort of must-see TV, and he continued to argue that people need to do some basic dialogue.
Well, the chaplain had his prayers on morning television. In your new book, you write about trying to incorporate prayer into daily life. I imagine in this day and age at a university, that's very difficult. What advice do you have?
Yeah, I think for anyone working, at any parents or any undergraduate student, it's very difficult to find time
in the space and the quiet of the world. And so what I encourage in my book is to find not times to run away from the world, but actually in the midst of your day, it could be driving, it could be on the D train going to the Bronx and Manhattan in New York, it could be while you're working, with your children, that you take those moments and say, God is here, God is at work. And it just requires a different imagination, a different way of looking at the world. But God can be found anywhere, just not in a church.
And I have to say, your tips there sound like the non-Catholic recipe for sanity as well.
Is it on your ring, though? Is it on your ring,
Will?
Thank
you very much. Your book is The Ignatian Adventure, Experiencing the Spiritual
Experience.
Talk about it, but here on Wall Street, they are starting to talk about it.
clearly the divide between the stock market and the real economy. Corporate earnings keep pointing to expense cutting. Next Tuesday, we'll get the September jobs report delayed from the shutdown, but there's more evidence the labor market just isn't as strong as the Fed would like. That may not keep them from tapering until next year, and in the meantime, all seems to be smooth sailing for those who are invested.
Okay, so look, your time, CNBC's Kelly Evans. Thank you very much. We will be right back here on Morning Joe.
Hello. Hey, how's your car down the driveway?
Yeah, it's in a shop that cost me only like...
That's hilarious.
Sorry, I should have taken it to Midas. Get some of that Midas touch. I'll tell you what stuff needs fixing and what stuff can wait. Next time, go to Midas.
High five. Ah, nice to see that happening.
Trust the Midas touch. Your brakes, tires, oil, everything.
Surprise, you're having triplets. Surprise, your house is built on an ancient burial ground. Surprise, your car needs a new transmission. How about no more surprises? Now you can get all the online trading tools you need without any surprise fees. It's not rocket science, just common sense. From TD Ameritrade.
McCormick salutes the dinner makers who know that natural herbs and spices are at the heart of the flavor that brings people together. Here's to you. Here's to homemade. McCormick, America's favorite seasoning. Live deliciously.
Here to the card
site. You can get great discounts on 1-800-Flowers.com. I believe. Roadside assistance from Allstate. And Avis Budget and Budget Truck. All in one place. AARPDiscounts.com.
Remember they was frozen, I ain't make no waffles.
I can make a barbecue the one with lemon.
We need to be better. Feel like you enjoyed it too. And the baby like potato salad. I don't think I ate potato salad that young. And you are my. You were like, you like, you made the only one. Like, you're not the only one. I'm on.
Carol.
what's annoying about watching the Dodger game? You got to see, like, oh, this Tom Cruise, and I don't care. It's just so annoying. Why are you Johnny so Tom Cruise? I'm a purist. That's what I'm telling you. He's a great actor. Come on, man.
But I do hear the Tom Cruise being a writer.
Today, and I really do apologize for that.
It's time to bad